We join up now with Matt Warren. He is the senior editor of BuffaloRumblings.com, SB Nation's home for the Buffalo Bills. The Bills surprisingly have rattled off consecutive wins over the Cardinals and Patriots just when everyone was about to count them out for the entire 2016 season. But Matt, let's rewind 2 weeks back to when they were 0-2 and Rex Ryan let go of his offensive coordinator, Greg Roman. And that's one of the oldest tricks in the book, to fire somebody to motivate your team or to get everybody's attention. But from a football perspective, what was the reason for firing Greg Roman?
There were two big reasons for firing Greg Roman. And the Bills have addressed one and haven't had a chance to address the other. And the one they haven't been able to address is they weren't getting the ball to Sammy Watkins enough. And Watkins has been out the last two games and just went on injured reserve this week as well. So we're not going to be able to see if Anthony Lynn, the new offensive coordinator, is able to get Watkins more involved in the game. The other thing that we really wanted to see were the plays getting in sooner. One of the things that has dogged Greg Roman since he came to the NFL was he was getting his play calls in late. And so the Bills would be getting up to the line with, say, 5 seconds left before they had to snap the ball. And it led to a lot of rushing the snap or having to call timeout or take a delay of game penalty. And Anthony Lynn has been able to streamline that whole process. So they're getting up to the line with 11 seconds left, 12 seconds left, somewhere in there. And they're giving Tyrod Taylor a chance to read the defense. They're giving guys a chance to get set up and settled in. And I think it's really been to their benefit the last 2 weeks. So those are the two big things. And to piggyback on the Sammy Watkins thing, just getting guys involved, playmakers at different positions, even guys you probably have never heard of, like I think Nick O'Leary, who you may have heard of because of his excellent college career.
And the fact that he got hit by a bus and somehow survived. Yeah. Have you seen that video?
Well, yes,
it's unreal. I mean, literally, the guy should be dead. But anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to disrupt
you. Yeah, and his, grandpa Jack Nicklaus, which never hurts your notoriety. But and Mike Gillisley, the backup running back, has usurped Reggie Bush in the offense. And just stuff like that. It's been little things here and there, but those are the two big things. Get the ball in playmakers' hands better and get to the line sooner so that they can work on some adjustments at the line.
And when Sammy Watkins' foot is concerned, like, this has been a thing for weeks and weeks and weeks. Like, he had the surgery such a long time ago in the offseason, and he was cleared right in the beginning of training camp. It's kind of confusing to me. It's like when J.J. Watt tries to come back from what everybody estimates to be a 10-week recovery in the sixth week, and it's a back surgery. I think we all understand how that has potential to go wrong. But with Sammy Watkins, it does seem like the timetable for his recovery has dragged way longer than anybody anticipated. I mean, he is on injured reserve, so he can't come back for a minimum of 8 weeks. But when you're reading about Watkins' foot and trying to get answers, I mean, what makes sense here?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors at play. His original timetable after his surgery was somewhere in the middle of training camp. Now, he obviously wanted to come back sooner than that. He doesn't want to be called, the injury-prone guy when he's going for that second contract here soon. I think that was part of it. I think that this type of injury does linger a little bit. We've seen similar, like, foot injuries linger for some wide receivers where they just, they keep prolonging the timeline because they're just not really sure how it's going to heal. I think it's a little bit about pain management. Not that I'm calling him a wimp or anything, but if he's going out there and he's got this stabbing pain in his foot every time he's running a route, like, you can still do it. It's not going to structurally hurt it, but if he's in pain all the time, that's probably not the best way to go about your business. And the last thing is, they see him as a major investment. They spent two first-round picks to get him. They have him in their plans, I would think, for a pretty long time. So if they're worried that this could, like you said, linger even further into his career, they might just want to shut him down now and just kind of go with it and see what they can get out of him, at a later time, whether that's this year he comes back designated to return or if he's done for the year. He's getting a second opinion this week, I guess. If he does have the surgery, it would end his season. So going in and essentially redoing the surgery that they did earlier in this offseason to try and clear it up. So we really won't know until we hear from the doctors. But I think it actually has more to do with the team and the doctors than it does with Sammy Watkins, because Watkins has been saying all along he wants to play, and doing very, very publicly. Last Saturday before the, Thursday night. It was before the Cardinals game. He actually sent out a tweet saying he was ready to roll. He had been questionable all week. And then come Sunday morning, we hear that know, we don't think he's going to play and all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden that tweet disappears. And, you know, I just I think it has a little bit more to do with the fact that it's Sammy going in saying, I'm hurt. I think it has more to do with the team coming from the other perspective.
We're joined right now by Matt Warren, senior editor, BuffaloRumblings.com, SB Nation's home for the Buffalo Bills. I'm Lewis Woodard. This is SB Nation Radio. All right, let's focus on these back-to-back wins that are very impressive. The defense has tightened up, only allowing 18 to the Cardinals and shutting out the Patriots in Foxborough, which, you know, Jacoby Brissett or Tom Brady playing quarterback, I don't care. I mean, just preventing them from even getting a field goal is a really impressive performance. And I know that, you know, the change of the offensive coordinator doesn't affect the defense at all. But why have they really been able to turn up the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think that that's actually a little bit of a false statement. One of the things that the Bills weren't doing in the first 2 weeks is extending drives. They were having – it was boom or bust. And so they were getting those big plays against the Jets in week two and not being able to sustain drives in either game. And that was actually something we talked about last time I was on, is that they weren't able to sustain drives. And so the last 2 weeks, we've seen them be able to do that. We've seen them convert on more third downs. I think they were 7 of 15 or something on third down, which is way better than the 25% or so that they were under Greg Roman. So they've been able to extend drives and give their defense a little bit of a breather. I think an underrated move is the, re-coming out party of Aaron Williams, who missed a good chunk of last year with a neck injury. And he's back up to playing 100% of the snaps, where he was only playing something like 30 or 40% of the snaps early in the season as they worked him back, you know, into game shape and into feeling comfortable with his body. And he is just such a stud in the secondary, former cornerback that they've moved to safety. I think that's a big move. And then it's the emergence of the linebackers. These are guys that they signed off the street relatively late in the entire process, whether you're talking about Zach Brown, who had, I think, 18 tackles by himself yesterday, or some of the other guys that they've been able to bring in and fill in after injuries in the linebacking core. I think it's just been a really big team effort, and everybody's kind of going after it really well.
Taking a look at Buffalo's schedule right now, now that they've evened out the ledger at 2-2, and I mean, frankly, I thought they were going to be 0-4 at this point. I mean, you watch the way they play the first 2 weeks, and then you see Cardinals and Pats, a matchup that a lot of people predict in the Super Bowl going into this season. Now, the Cardinals haven't exactly played that well through four games, but you get what I'm saying. And then I look at their schedule, and then it's Rams, Niners, Dolphins. I mean, that's a very advantageous three-game stretch there to take advantage of. I mean, now that they're sitting there 2-2 and they've got a decent slate coming up, I mean, what do you think the expectations are for the Bills for the rest of the season?
Well, I can tell you what expectations are for the Bills is that at some point they're going to have a stumble. And Bills fans in particular, I mean, even late in the fourth quarter of that game against the Patriots, they're like, how are they going to screw this up? But we've just seen that movie too many times. But, you know, if you look at that schedule, they're traveling all the way across the country to L.A. You can kind of see, I mean, the Rams team's playing really well the last few weeks. So you can kind of see how that might end up, I don't know, kind of altering their approach to it, the travel, the fact that, you know, they are going all the way across the country. Then they're coming back for San Francisco and going to Miami, a place they've had a lot of success recently, as you were saying before. But then right after that, it's Tom Brady and the Patriots come to Buffalo, and then they have to travel across the country again to go to Seattle. If they can get to 5-2, they might have to, because after that, it's the Patriots, the Seahawks, the bye week, and then Cincinnati. So they might be back to 5-5, even if they win those three straight games, which I think there might be one five-game winning streak in the entire Bills postseason drought dating back to 2000. So I don't think most Bills fans have high hopes of a five-game win streak, but it would certainly be nice, and the schedule sets up that way, as you said.
Once again, he is Matt Warren, editor, BuffaloRumblings.com. That's where you can read his work. You can also follow him on Twitter, @MattRichWarren. Matt, man, really appreciate it.
Thank you.